Okay, so hi, I didn't think of the introduction at all.
Nice.
Yeah. The last couple have been fucking embarrassing.
So you're Bill.
I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm Ben.
And these are some of the stuff we like. Brian, you brought this other today. What'd you bring us?
I did. This is Goose Island.
Brought it today. We've had this on stock for like a month.
Yeah, I bought it a couple. It's been a while since.
We didn't record any episodes in April.
Sorry, soda pals. Yeah.
Yeah. So our.
What if it tastes like?
Yeah, this is Goose Orange Cream. Goose Island Orange Cream Natural Flavor Soda. Actually, one thing that I am pretty impressed about this one. Check out the second ingredient on the label. The first one is just them saying how awesome their water is.
Yeah, it says right on the front, 100% cane sugar.
Exactly. So yeah.
There's a bunch of sugar in it.
Exactly. It's not high fructose corn syrup. It's none of the saccharine stuff. So this is pure 100%. Well, the sugar in there is pure 100% cane sugar. The soda itself is not.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
Just a bottle of orange sugar.
Yeah, so this is... Goose Island Soda. This is an orange cream soda.
I would like to point out to the listeners, this is the first pure loud soda we've done. Every other loud has been a mix with something else. We've had a loud white and a loud brown. This is the first time we've actually done a loud soda, even though pretty much everything we started out with has been pretty fruity.
You guys might want to check the bottom of your bottles. I've noticed a white cloudy stuff. I'm basically inverting the bottle, trying to get rid of it. I don't know. It could be sugar coming out of the solution. Yeah, these are also, as you probably guessed by the fact that we haven't podcasted in a while, fairly old by now.
Well, these predate the podcast for their sell-by date.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that... I can't imagine that's the sell-by date.
Mine doesn't list them sell-by.
It's up at the top of the bottle on the front, which is why I don't think that's the sell-by date.
410.
Yeah, no, it says Best Buy on the bottom. But yeah, it does have December 4th, 2010 on here. I bet that's a bottle date. It was probably bottled on. Yeah.
I was really nervous for a second.
Yeah, because I would have bought them months after that, so...
It would just be flat. Flat soda.
And,
expired soda, actually.
Yeah. So we are working on the assumption that these are not screw tops. Doesn't say they are, so... And I mean,
yeah,
we pretty much...
It is a pop top word.
Yeah. We have described the soda.
And everybody has a bottle opener, but Bill.
Because you're a bitch.
You can just, in shorter amounts of time, open yours and then hand me that one. Yeah. Instead of going to get a third opener.
All right. So.
I'm not going to throw a cue.
Yeah. Also, apartment. Or choose the apartment.
All right. So, getting the aroma off of this guy. Oh, wow. I'm definitely getting the cream in there. Yeah, there's a lot of cream.
That's prominent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, smell out of a good nostril.
That's important.
Yep.
And,
I'm down a nostril today.
And, I'm guessing that based on how this guy smells, I'm going to be claiming soda number 4 for myself. So.
That seems legit.
bottoms up, gents.
Cheers.
Initial thoughts?
Tastes a little expired.
Tastes like tang.
I mean,
I'm getting like clear soda to sugar separation.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot more muted than I would have expected. Because, like you said, this is a very loud soda, but the flavor itself is not intense.
That's where the cream comes in.
Yeah.
And any good orange cream soda is going to be very muted.
If you put your finger in it, turn it upside down a couple times.
It'll taste about like my finger, and that's going to be awful.
It does. Right. It mixes the sugar cane up a bit, so that's all at the bottom. That added a lot of flavor.
I just spooged my soda over your couch.
That's okay. I've got a nice wide thumb.
It does add a little flavor to it when you get that.
There's a lot of pressure on my thumb right now. It's going to burst. Oh!
Yeah, because... Which is why my soda spooged, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it turns out when you shake a soda, it bubbles.
It added a little more flavor. I like it.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is better than the last one.
Oh, that tastes like my thumb.
Okay, so we've determined from
Speaking of... No, I'm not doing that. This is a classy show, motherfucker.
So, we have determined that...
If you want to hear what I was about to say, Nicholas. That's right. We're doing the hard sell.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah, this is what I expected.
Yeah.
I buy orange cream ice cream bars once in a while,
mm-hmm.
and it tastes pretty much identical.
Yeah.
Which, I said I buy them once in a while, instead of I bought it once and never again.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, no. Yeah, cost-wise, I think they were just under $1 a bottle. I think that thing cost me $3-something.
That's been average.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right around the same neighborhood as the Wild White Bird.
Yeah, makes
which
sense.
I'm going to go ahead and put it right now. Superior.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
I think a hint of vanilla would have really capped this off.
I can see that.
Not like a overpowering one, just like a hint.
I don't really know what I would do to this to improve it.
Then it would be like one of those vanilla orange ice cream bars that I was keeping out of.
It might just be that I'm not really feeling the orange today.
No.
I have small oranges, whatever they're supposed to call them.
Clementines?
Yes, we can compare.
Oh, it's not.
No, it would be too much work.
Mm-hmm. I do kind of wish that I was eating like a grilled chicken sandwich right now. I think that'll take this home for me.
I think
something you'd get at a well thought out, like grill out or
pick. Like spam.
Well thought out.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this is another one of...
chicken sandwich.
No,
Redding would
not.
Fuck this over.
Yeah.
Completely.
No, I was actually thinking something more along the lines of maybe a Sloppy Joe. But I'm not sure.
I think this is too big for a Sloppy Joe.
Okay. I grant you that.
A pulled pork sandwich, however.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the money shot. That would...
This would be a good marinade, actually.
That would shake this bottle, if you know what I mean. You be making those jokes.
Yeah, no.
For the rest of the podcast, that has cream in the title.
Unrelated to the podcast, but you should start preheating the oven. Or the oven should start preheating at some point. We were thinking pizza, right? Or are you thinking like order of pizza? Because that would take a while.
Might as well.
No, we got pizza in 20 minutes.
We did once, but that
was
wasn't
the one. That was the only one we've ever ordered here.
And that was still once!
Yeah.
It was also not a Friday evening.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Soda Pals, to dispel the illusion that these are not live.
I know, shocking. We record these on Friday when I'm here. When I'm not here, I don't know when they get recorded.
Probably on Saturday.
Makes
because
sense.
That's my other day off.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Behind the curtain.
Okay, so.
Commentary.
Yeah, people like it. People like to see what we're up to.
No, they don't. They've never seen
it. I'm ready to rule.
That's why I set up a soda cam.
Where is it this time?
I'm not telling you, but it's been on. It's been on.
Oh, that's awkward.
It's more awkward for you, trust me. I keep forgetting it's on.
Right, so I'm ready to rule.
Yep, alright, lead us off.
Alright, Carefree 72.
Motherfucker. Word for fucking word.
Win!
Kinda wanna go home, 70.
You are home.
Home from the picnic.
Oh, gotcha.
I'd give it a 60.
Where the hell is your emotional impact?
Yeah, give us an anecdote or a blurt out of how you feel about the soda. Science,
I don't got much emotion on this. This is
ambivalent 60. There you go.
Ambivalent. No. No. It's just a straight up 60 by itself.
No ambivalence or anything else.
All right, so that's 72, 70, and 60.
That's 202. Which is not a whole number.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
99 would be 33, so it'd be a 67.3 repeating. 67 and a third.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Is everybody out there okay with that?
We're going to assume you said yes.
Okay, because they'll do whatever we want.
Dance puppets.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody, that we have a short episode this week and that there's no games podcast, but hopefully this means that I'll be getting And Better up and running to make up for it. To which we might be seeing some syndicated episodes of a certain old podcast.
I don't really think it counts as syndicated if it's still you releasing it.
It's released on a different network.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Geek-wise, that's correct.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, so it's, as far as I can tell, the world's first syndicated podcast, which I'm pretty excited about.
I don't think it would be the first syndicated podcast.
First referred to as.
Possible.
Just admitted it to be.
Yeah.
I'll call it. I'll fight you. I've got plenty of broken bottles to use. He's coming bottles! I have the strength to break these if I need to.
I don't remember how we end these.
I say something stupid and then say, see you later, Soda Pals.
Oh, okay.
For example, bye-bye-bye, Soda Pals.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In sync reference. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh.
By far.
What led into that? Anyway, I don't remember.
We both rated it, like, the same thing, and you're like, yeah, we're pretty in sync. And I'm just like, with that, bye-bye-bye, Soda Pals.
That's right.
Yeah. I think that one I put up last week.
Nice.
I'm not raising my points for that quote, though, so I'm going to keep it up. Alright. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah.
See ya.